Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, what can you do? What can you do?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me? Uh-huh. You talking to me?
What can you do on autopilot?
I can drive on autopilot.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
I can do that too.
Uh-huh. Doesn't it freak you out?
Yeah, like when all of a sudden you kind of wake up. Yeah, right.
They're like, whoa, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can cook on autopilot.
Like, okay.
I just feel like I can cook without even thinking about it.
Have you cooked on autopilot only to mess it up?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Wow. So you're really good at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one of those zone out, like you're not really thinking about anything. It just happens. And later you look at it and go, oh, I just did that.
Yeah.
I can get ready. You know, like,
yeah, but you don't have to do your hair.
No, I don't. Yeah. Although if it ruins my day, like there are a few days I really love to use Q-tips in my ears, you know, every morning. I want my ears cleaned out. I just feel like, I don't know what, they're itchy or I'm paranoid. There's something in there, but there are some days where I have forgotten it and I get here and I'm like, oh no. My day.
You skipped a step.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
My day's not good.
There is something to that. I have a shower routine. Like, I do it in a certain order.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I mess it up and I'm like, whoa, I'm not sure how this day's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, my dad would take me to school, like right before I got my license. So it was in high school, ninth grade, and he would drive me to school every morning. But it was sort of a new routine because prior to that, I'd taken the bus. And so for him, he had been driving to work every day, you know, by himself. And then now all of a sudden he's taking me to school, which was a detour, like a little bit off the path from his work route. So anyway, many days we would be driving past my school and I'd be like, where are you going?
Oh, you corrected him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh man, no way.
But after the fact though, like, cause I didn't realize what was happening until we were too far, you know, like, hey, wait a minute now. Well, one of my favorite authors, Paul Scanlon, recently wrote about this, and I wanted to share it with you. He said at the Malaysian Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton, I'm not a big race fan, so I don't know about any of this, but
sure.
I'm just believing it. Lewis Hamilton pulled into the McLaren pits for a mid-race pit stop. The McLaren pit team just stood waving him on and wouldn't touch his car.
Why?
The reason? He wasn't with McLaren anymore. He now drives for Mercedes.
Oops.
Hamilton totally forgot because of old habits that are hardwired into the brain. They tend to die hard. So Hamilton's brain thought, though he was on high alert while driving at 200 miles an hour, was on autopilot when it came to the pit stops. Hmm. And that mistake cost him time. And that's a bummer.
Yeah.
So he's wearing a Mercedes race suit. He's driving a Mercedes car. He's speaking to the Mercedes team in his headset.
Right.
And he still pulls into his old team's pit stop area. So Paul Scanlon goes on to ask the question, where in your life do you still think and behave in old ways that are no longer part of your life? Who do you check in with that are no longer relevant to your future? Who's waving you on as a reminder that you no longer work for or are obligated to them? And then just kind of wrapping this up, he went on to say, I remember hearing a story of a retired soldier who, while out with his family one day, heard a sergeant major type voice shouting. He instinctively stood to attention and saluted. Even though he was no longer a soldier, wasn't in uniform, and was free from any army authority, he still had inner default settings that took him straight back to his old life. He says, stop standing to attention and saluting old voices. Reset your default settings and stop wasting time with the wrong pit stop team. Take your life off autopilot. You know, I think autopilot can actually sometimes be good. Like we get things accomplished, we do things without having to think about them.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking in the Christian life, autopilot can be not so good.
Yeah.
Like autopilot worship. I mean, is that really what we want? Autopilot relationship with God.
Yep.
Autopilot giving, autopilot serving, you know, autopilot church involvement. It just doesn't really seem to be the right thing. I think sometimes in the church world, we want to teach people what to think, but not how to think.
Hmm.
And getting your life off of autopilot requires you to think and know how to think, think new thoughts. So when autopilot takes us to the wrong places, we need to start thinking again.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.